Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists with me, Diana O'Carroll. This week I've been scouring the internet to find the answer to this question.
Hello, my name is Christiane. I would like to know how much energy is used when you do a Google search.
So to find the answer to this, I did a Google search to find this gentleman.
Hi, so I'm Eric Tietzel. I'm a program manager for the RA Lesson C effort here at Google. RA Lesson C is an initiative that we started to advance technology and renewable energy to make it cost competitive with fossil fuel power generation. So we've done the calculations internally, and I think anybody that's tried to do carbon accounting understands there's a lot of, you know, complications and nuance. But the basic premise is that one Google search uses about 0.3 watt hours worth of electricity, and that's plus or minus some, and that then translates based on emissions load into somewhere around 0.2 grams of CO2 per search that we answer. To actually do the things that we do, all of our online services require machines, and those machines are basically all housed in facilities we call data centers. And those machines are typically servers and networking equipment. So the way in which we do the energy calculation per query, we look at not just the exact machines that touch the query as it comes into our data center, but we also look at allocating networking routing cost as well as what we would call just overhead. So it takes energy to build the index to be able to effectively answer the queries as they come in. So we also allocate those costs across all of our search presence. And then that's how we come up with the number of 0.2 grams per search or 0.3 watt hours worth of electricity.
And here at the Naked Scientists, we've calculated that one kilojoule is equivalent in energy to about 0.25 grams of sugar, an eighth of a Tic Tac, 0.028 millilitres of petrol, and that's enough to drive a Toyota Prius, about 60 centimetres. It's the same as 0.04 grams of coal. And with that energy, you could run a desktop PC and monitor for about 3 seconds. You could run a kettle for about 0.5 of a second. And you could run a 100-watt light bulb for about 10 seconds. Well, that's if you can find them in the shops. And on our forum, TechMind pointed out that more energy must be consumed by all the people across the world who now stay up later with their computers, lights and heating on, doing Googling and surfing when a few years ago they'd have been tucked up in bed using very little energy. So it's also worth remembering that multi-core desktops can be pretty power-hungry. Well, onto something else that involves energy now, and the matter of burns.
Hi, I'm Adrian, 28, from Romania, and I do have a question. What happens when you get burned at a molecular level when you touch something hot?
Why can't our skin deal with hot things when other materials can? If you know the answer or you have any new questions, then drop us a line via email. That's chris@thenakedscientist.com, or you can jot it down on our forum and have your answer read out for all to hear. You can find that hotbed of discussion here, and that's thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the EPSRC, the Wellcome Trust and UK FAST. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.